And you're listening to Breakfast Briefing here on News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. You can text us 53106 or get us on Twitter at NTBreakfast or myself at Shane Beattie News. Well, as you know, at just approaching 21 minutes past six, new restrictions have been unveiled by the government. A lot of businesses spending today getting ready for, particularly in the construction sector, for these new restrictions to contain the spread of COVID-19. They'll remain in place until at least the end of January. All schools are to remain closed, with an exception for leaving cert students who go to class 3 days a week, although if you're to believe the papers, that may not be the case if principals get their way. All construction, with some exceptions, must cease until January 31st. Also, new restrictions coming in on travel, where you must produce a negative PCR test before you enter this country. It all comes as a record 7,836 cases of COVID-19 have been reported and 17 additional deaths. Professor Gerry Killeen is AXA Research Chair in Applied Pathogen Ecology at UCC. He's also a member of the Independent Scientific Advocacy Group, and he joins me now. Gerry, you're in Tanzania. We'll talk about that in a second. But first of all, you've been following very closely the measures introduced yesterday. What everyone wants to know is this enough for it to be the last lockdown, and for us, if we put the effort in, to make sure that we get back to some form of normality once this all ends?
Thanks, Shane. Good morning. Those are all great questions, very big questions. I have to say, you know, when this new variant arose, I had to sit down with the numbers, and it took me a few days to convince myself that this new variant was containable. Now, the good news is it is. It looks like, you know, it's still containable. It still can be eliminated. It is possible to kind of make a last hard, persistent lockdown a final lockdown. But, you know, it's a bit like going back to March and April. The only way to prove that is to actually do it. You know, I was very relieved when the Chinese showed it could be done, and then other countries followed suit. So we're just going to put our head down. I listened to some of the interviews with construction workers yesterday, and I was just so impressed by the pragmatic, kind of heroic attitude of regular Irish people. You know, now that we're in this situation and we all understand it, and it does require that really determined, unified societal response.
Yeah.
And it's important that we all buy into that.
You specialise in the whole area of infectious diseases and pathogens and all of that. This new variant, so we had the government sort of blaming the variant for the rise in cases. Then we had Killeen de Gascon saying at that stage his research was showing that it wasn't really to blame for the rise in cases. Then we had Stephen Donnelly yesterday saying, essentially, I'm paraphrasing here, it is to blame. Is the reason why we have 7,800 new cases because of this new strain in this country?
No, that can all be explained just based on the our build up to Christmas, that whole month. You know, and people keep misusing the term exponential growth. You know, we were in exponential growth from the start of December. It's just that, you know, exponential growth means the numbers, the rate of growth increases every day. So the numbers get bigger, it becomes more obvious. But we've been on this trajectory for quite some time. And then particularly the increased socialization in the build up to Christmas, that can all explain what we're seeing today. So what we've got now is a third wave with the fourth wave coming through it. So, you know, first we've got to turn around the third wave, and then we've got to, you know, hold tight with our restrictions and hope that it stops the fourth wave from breaking through that. So, you know, I'd like to, it'll take us a couple of weeks, I think, to find out if we can beat this thing, but I'm pretty sure we can.
A lot of school principals and teachers expressing concern about the return 3 days a week of leaving cert students. How does it sit with you bringing in 60,000 17 and 18 year olds into school buildings 3 days a week?
Well, if you have to make priority groups, I really like these ones. These would be the same, yeah, and the special needs kids, you know, these would be the same priority groups I'd be given, but I'd say it's too early and too risky.
Okay.
Yeah, particularly given that you're dealing with young adults, you know, and vulnerable kids.
On the issue of travel, you are in Tanzania. We have these new measures in place that if you come from the UK or South Africa into this country, you'll have to produce a negative test within the past 3 days. Your view on travel, well, first of all, maybe you might explain why you're in Tanzania, why you decided to travel, and how are the restrictions on travel going to work, and how do you see them working?
Sure. Well, I'm in Tanzania because this is what I regularly do. My regular target diseases are mosquito borne. The main one is malaria, and my colleagues here are you know really horrified by what they're seeing in Europe and America. And they ask me what it's like, and the way I can explain it to people who are more of my generation is I say it's like malaria 20 years ago or 15 years ago before we did something about it. It's you know our hospitals look like Tanzanian hospitals used to look like every rainy season now. So, you know, it is malaria. It remains a big issue. The mosquitoes haven't been locked down, unfortunately. So that work has to go on. So I'm just back doing my regular business. Regarding, you know, travel and variants and stuff like that, I think one of the wisest things said so far is that whatever the worst variant in the world is, if you have open borders, it's going to enter your country. Now, you know, at the moment, first of all, there's no point in just doing the UK and South Africa because, you know, both the South African and UK variants are now well distributed across the world. So whatever you're going to do, you've got to do it for all incoming travelers, surface or air travel. And, you know, and a single pre-departure test isn't enough. I'll be happy to do my 14 days in quarantine. You know, I'll pay for it myself, and I'll spend my 2 weeks in a hotel in Dublin. But there's no point in me doing it if it's just me. This requires a government decision. This requires leadership from our authorities. It requires boldness, and it's one of these things where unless you do all the things you need to do, you know, all the other things you do end up being a waste of time.
Okay.
I think with these new variants, if we have a rebound, it'll be an awful lot faster than anything we've seen before.
Jerry,
you know, possibly four times faster.
Okay, thank you very much and stay safe. Professor Jerry Killeen there, AXA Research Chair in Applied Pathogen Ecology at UCC. Now,